My guest, Ashley Wambach, who is the Executive Director of Compelled to Care.
Yes.
And this has to do with foster kids and foster parents.
Correct, yeah. Compelled to Care is a ministry of Evergreen Christian Community. And what we do is we serve foster, adoptive, and kinship families.
So that there are more foster parents needed, way more kids than there are parents.
Absolutely. We absolutely still need a lot of foster parents. We have around 10,000 foster kids in Washington State. So absolutely more parents are needed. And what the role that we see ourselves doing is supporting those parents. So we support them while they're fostering. We support adoptive parents if they've adopted out of foster care or internationally or privately. And we also support kinship families. So those are families that are caring for family members or a friend's kid. Those people generally don't seek out support because they feel like, well, this is just my family's thing and I'm going to keep it close to home. When really there is a community of support available to them.
Now, I've had foster parents on the program, and I don't know how they learn to be a foster parent or if it's just like being a parent. There's no training. You just suddenly kids are in your family.
It's so true.
You have two kids of your own, biological.
Yeah.
And two adopted kids that were foster kids to start with.
Yes, we had two kids. And when we felt this call to go into foster care, I have two daughters. And so my daughter was two, my other one was one. And we felt like we were in the little kid phase of life. So then we just decided, well, foster care just made sense for us. So our third daughter moved in and she was adorable. We fell in love with her. And then our son moved in. And again, we fell in love with him. And then all of a sudden we had four kids under seven and we have so many kids right now.
Wow. You are a busy person.
I am, yes, but I have lots of help. So that's important. I don't do it all on my own.
It's amazing what you've done. I understand that Compelled to Care is the largest or second largest type organization in the entire state.
I would say that I can safely say that it is one of the largest foster, adoptive, and kinship ministries in the state.
Now, you emphasize training for the foster parents rather than the kids themselves. Is that how that works?
Right. A lot of organizations look at just serving foster kids, and research shows kids do best in families. So we train parents on how to care for kids from hard places, because kids from hard places sometimes have bigger and harder behaviors. Therefore, the way, even for me, the way I parent my biological kids, I can't necessarily parent my foster kids that way. So we provide training, and it's not just us training. We bring in the best trauma-informed therapist. We bring in people who know about education law to teach parents how to advocate for kids in school. So we bring in the best so that we can provide the best training for the parents in our community.
Now, I think I heard part of your program that you actually do hairstyling. You know, different ethnic groups maybe have different hairstyles.
Right.
And that you are sensitive to that and actually offer training on braiding hair, for example.
Exactly. So, yeah, we have all types of training. So some of it's based on things like trauma and how to parent trauma. And other ones are just really practical. If you bring in a child into your home and you're a multiracial family and you get a child with African American hair that's different from yours, you may not know how to do their hair. So we want to empower you, empower parents to be able to do their kids' hair. And that's a simple thing. It's empowering, makes the kids feel amazing.
My guest, if you just tuned in, is Ashley Wambach, the Executive Director of Compelled to Care. So how did you get the urge to do this? This is definitely a niche thing. You must really, really love kids. Are you from a big family yourself?
I am from, I think, a normal-sized family. We just had three kids.
When you grew up?
Yes. I think for me, it's kind of funny. We moved to Olympia. We actually moved because we needed a bigger place to become a foster parent, and we were able to buy a house in Lacey. And I offered to send emails for our small group just to remind people of when to come. So when my small thing of offering to send emails turned into an organization, basically. So I went in saying, I'll serve in one small way. And God just used that and exploded it. So the way that when I first took over is I threw a baby shower for foster moms. Because a lot of times when kids come into care, there's no celebration. It's not talked about. And I remember when my daughter first moved in, I was like, oh, I want like all the things, right? You know, I want the party. This amazing thing just happened and this amazing person moved into my house and nobody saw. And I was like, that is something that I can serve. So I ended up partnering. I was new to town. I partnered with City Gates right away and other organizations in town and collected diapers and blankets and food. And we went from 10 parents to 40. And 40 consistently came. And then I realized I couldn't throw a party every time. So then we brought in training and I learned to speak to groups of people and inspire them to do the hard thing of caring for kids in hard places.
Does it break your heart knowing that there are kids out there who don't have foster parents? They're just kind of out there drifting. Where are these kids? Are they in hallways? Where are they?
When kids come into care, if they don't have a place to go in our county, they're sent out of county. Sometimes if there's not a bed available, they might stay with a social worker or they might stay in like one bed one night, another home another night until they find a long placement.
Kind of breaks your heart, doesn't it? Knowing these kids are just shoveled around.
It does. But I have hope in our community. I have hope in the people in the church that they will rise up and care for these kids from hard places.
So I hear you saying we need more foster parents.
Absolutely. We need more foster parents and we need more people who will wrap around those parents who decide, you know what? I don't just have an extra chair at my table that a child could sit in. I will go as far to even buy a bigger table if that's what it takes to put more kids there. We need people who will wrap around those families because it's not just about being a foster parent. It's about saying that I can do something too. I can provide a meal. I can support programs and ministries like Compelled to Care. And if you're farther out, I can plant ministries in my church that will serve those families. We need more people that will serve holistically the community of foster care, not just the kids, but the families. And I have hope in that.
Tell me about your story when you decided to be a foster parent. Well, you did this in conjunction, I'm sure, with your husband.
Yeah, I mean, like, he was a decision maker in that. Yeah, I didn't just, like, bring kids home.
So you talked about it for a while.
We did. I would say we talked about it and avoided it for a while. So our first step was we wanted to not just be emotionally moved, we wanted to also do our research. And so we lived in Puyallup and we were watching Evergreen Online. And I was like, well, I don't know anything about foster care. Maybe I'll just see if this church has a program. Like, you know, the Bible says care for orphans, a church should have something. So I looked at their small group list and I didn't realize it was like their second dinner. So we just decided to show up. So we drove from Puyallup with two kids in the car on a Friday night and sat in traffic and we would come and we'd listen to the stories and we went from being emotionally moved, like, yes, this is what we're supposed to do, to, oh my gosh, like, this is not what we're supposed to do, right? We got intimidated of the stories. And then over time, our hearts changed. And we decided to serve and I brought diapers. I did sewing projects for kids, which is all really nice. But really what we were called to do is do foster care. And when we saw other people, really, when we saw our non-Christian friends becoming foster parents and we realized, like, we actually bear the name of Christ and we're not willing to be like him, is when we were like, oh, okay, we need to do the thing. So we continued to attend this small group, Compelled to Care, when it was small. And we called our friends and asked who they were licensed with. I didn't know at the time you could get licensed with multiple agencies or get licensed directly with the state. So we got licensed with the same agency as our friend and just began the process.
And yeah. Now you're a foster parent and you love it and you're really involved, growing.
Yeah, I'm really involved. We are growing. We do monthly dinners the second Friday of every month. in Olympia at Evergreen. And our last one, we had 106 parents come with their 100 kids. And it's awesome. Like, you are not alone. If you are a foster parent, if you're a kinship parent, if you're an adoptive parent, you're not alone. There are people out there who are experiencing the same things you are and the same crazy stories that you have, they're telling too. So we have the dinners, we have the trainings, we give opportunities to serve. One of those opportunities was we launched our Care Box project this year and put 259 care boxes full of essential items and fun things for foster kids when they first come into care. And those went into five counties to the local DCYF offices and local agencies.
Well, I hear two things out of what you just said. First of all, is love.
Yes.
Got to have a lot of love, and just flows through you. I can just tell by looking at you, Ashley, that you really, really care about kids. And second is fun. The kids need to have fun and be normal kids. Being a foster kid doesn't mean that, you know, you're an outcast.
Right.
You're part of a family.
You're part of a family, and you're part of your foster family. And we also at Compelled to Care, we don't do a lot of birth parent support. That's not our focus, but we are very much realizing holistically that we have to care about the kids and also pray and root for their birth parents as well.
Well, Ashley, we've run out of time. Ashley Wambach with Compelled to Care. What's the easiest way to get in touch with Compelled to Care? Is there a website or something?
Yeah, you can follow us on Facebook. Just follow Compelled to Care. Our website is evergreenpmw.com/compelledtocare. And if you want to know about our Restore Retreat, which launches, it's a huge, fun thing for foster adoptive moms. That's at compelledtocare.com.
Ashley Wambach, thank you very much for being on It's Your Community. Coming up next on It's Your Community, Allie Upton with Habitat for Humanity. Stay tuned.